Securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Southeastern Connecticut, Western Rhode Island, and the eastern end of Long Island. I hope you're ready to go this morning. I'm sure many of you are out there driving, running errands, running kids to games, going to see grandchildren play, maybe in their first soccer game or field hockey or whatever. And I hope everyone's doing well. My name is Dennis O'Brien. I'm president of O'Brien Retirement. My office is located in Mystic, Connecticut, off exit 90. And what we do is we help people prepare for retirement and invest after their retirement. The name of the show, I've thought about it. This is our fourth show, and I want to give us our name. And Chris, my producer, is looking at me like it's about time. I've decided to name the show Retirement, Life, and Investing. How about that, Chris? Did I cover all the bases? Retirement, Life, and Investing, because that's basically the subjects we're going to talk about. My goal with this hour on the radio, and you can call me anytime now at 860-464-9490, 860-464-9490. My goal with this hour on the radio is to help people take control of their retirement, whether they're 35 or 85. I have a process that's helped many people, and I want to share it with you. Also taking questions from the phone to see what's on your mind. My wife and I have put three sons through college, and we also like to share my insights with those decisions. I will share with you stories and narratives of people I've worked with to help them get to their goals. I've also seen some of the mistakes people have made with their money. And we also will discuss what they could have done differently with the benefit of a rearview mirror. What I'd love to have done is some older retirees call in and tell us how they're doing, what they did well, and what they would have done differently. Sometimes it's better to hear it from the source. So the phone number is 860-464-9490. Tell us what it was like when the phone stopped ringing and you had to get reacquainted with your spouse. How has your cash flow changed, and how your relationship with money changed? How did you change your behavior and your spending? Were there fights or disagreements? Did it cause friction? I would like this hour to be a conduit in which we help each other cope with money issues that arise no matter what age. 25, 35, on up to 95. And not depend on providers, which may or may not have their own agenda. A lot of good people out there, but some people, you know, they think about themselves first. Media financial commentary is all about ratings, and they want to hype you up and scare you into decisions that may not be the best for you. Or do you get your advice from family members, friends, or neighbors? So these are the things, you know, I want to talk about. You're welcome to call in. When I first opened the company 3 years ago, it was scary. The first year was a struggle in order to, because I think people, anytime you see a new restaurant or business or anything, you want to know if they're still going to be in business. So usually in the second year, that's when people say, oh, they're not going anywhere. And that's what happened to me, and people started coming in left and right. And the business has doubled in the last 2 years. This is our third year. And I say us, it's me and my wife, basically. So when you call, basically, I pick up the phone, unless Laurie's managing the phones at that particular point in time. We like to get back really fast, courteous, professional service. If I don't know an answer or I'm not sure, I check with my sources and make sure that I give you the right answer the first time. So if I don't know. We know many of you have recently retired or about to retire, and some of you are having sleepless nights worrying about how retirement will affect your lifestyle, your relationship with your spouse or partner, your finances. And if you're still caring for children or parents, how will you be able to afford all your responsibilities? As the number of defined benefit plans have decreased dramatically in the last 30 years, people find themselves more responsible for their own retirement. I'm more reliant on Social Security, thus creating more stress and worry about the golden years. So some of the questions I hear on a day-to-day basis are, what if my spouse and I need nursing home care? What about my special needs child? That's a big issue for a lot of people that have a child that might be autistic, Asperger's. They know the child is going to need to be with family in some way or form and is going to need help. And that's a big, big worry, especially for older parents. Another question I hear is, should I move closer to my children and give up the life and friends I cherish here? Well, I see that all the time. Met a man the other day who moved back from mid-Maine to be closer to his children and he moved to the Stonington area because, his spouse is having a lot of health problems. He has a child local here but he has a son-in-law down in Brooklyn that has very, very bad stomach cancer, and they want to be closer to help their daughter out with his issues. He's only 43 years old. Another question I hear is, if I become a snowbird, should I sell my home here? A lot of people move to Florida. Obviously, taxes are for retirees on fixed income. You know, we talked about property taxes in the past. As they increase, it becomes a big, big problem for people. And if they decide to move to Florida or sell their home here or hold their home here, can they afford the property taxes and stay put? So these are some of the issues. Another big one is, should I take Social Security at 62 like many do, or should I wait for the higher monthly check? And that's one of those questions where you're darned if you do or darned if you don't. And I have to say darned. Chris told me to say that. Longevity in your family doesn't mean anything. We can kick at 66 and grandpa lived to 96. And likewise the other way around. Grandpa could have kicked at 66 and you could go to 96. You just don't know. I see a lot of people take it early, and obviously their attitude is get it while they can. And many times they justify saying it's going out of business, so let me get the money as quick as I can. But sometimes those decisions, you should hold off on those decisions or at least run the numbers before you do that, because that's a really, really big deal. On the two-minute warning here, before we go to commercial break, I just want to review with you what we do and how we do it, and then we'll get back into some of the other questions. We do a retirement analysis, which answers the questions, when can I retire? It takes about 20 minutes, and there's no charge. We review a sample plan already on www.obrienretire.com, and I urge you to go to the site and look at the sample plan. It's about 18 pages long, and it shows you the kind of cash flow 30-year. We go out 30 years to see what it generates tremendous interest, including many questions. I offer to do the same plan for anybody for no charge or obligation to answer the question, when can I retire? You go to the website, download the questionnaire, and make an appointment. You get an 18-page cash flow report called Retirement in a Nutshell. I promise you this. If you do this, everything will change. You and your spouse will be on the same page. I'll be on the same page. And you'll have a roadmap. So go to the website, obrienretire.com, download the Retirement 10 Commandments and request those, download the questionnaire, and then we can go from there. And as we go to commercial break, feel free to go to the website and take a look at this particular point in time. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll talk about a lot of different topics today. Take care. Everybody, I'm Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement Group in Mystic, Connecticut. Welcome back to my show, Retirement Life and Investing. The next segment, I want to just finish off some of the questions and then talk about something I read this week that really, really hit a nerve with me. Let me cover that first, because we can go back to the questions later. There's a guy named David Bach, and he wrote a book called The Automatic Millionaire. And there was a headline in the press this week about Americans' net worth, all of Americans, 330 million Americans, give or take. Their net worth hit a record $96.2 trillion And, of course, that includes all the real estate, commercial buildings, life savings, blah, 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 blah. The problem with that number was that the breakdown among different income groups is pretty dramatic. The bottom 25, their negative worth is minus $13,000. So all those ads you see on TV about bill collectors, IRS, short-term loans, that's directed at that group. The next group, 25 to 50, is percent is they have a net worth of about $36,000. Okay, so half the country has a net worth either negative or around $36,000, the median. Okay, the next group from 50 to 90%, the median net worth was about $316,000. So that's basically your middle class and whatnot. And then the top 10%, the median net worth is about $4 million. So as you see, you got a big spread out there. Now, if you're 25 years old, 30 years old, you know, 50 years old, how do you move up into the higher net worth group? Because it's America. You're free to slide down. You're free to slide up. It's really based on your efforts. I know education. I know background, parenting. I get it all. Some people have advantages. You know, if you go to Deerfield Academy and slide into Yale and slide into an investment bank down in New York, I get it. You have advantages and everything else, but that's about 0.5% of the people out there. The most of us are free to slide up and down based on our own efforts. So I was reading this book by David Bach, who became a millionaire by the age of 30. And in his book, The Automatic Millionaire, everything he said, he nailed it. He just basically said, here's the key for anybody who's younger or middle-aged to change your life, okay? And basically said, if you want to be rich, all you have to do is make a decision to do something that most people don't do, okay? And that is to pay yourself first. Now, what does that mean, pay yourself first? He said, what most people do when they earn a dollar is to pay everyone else first. The cable, the car, the rent, the mortgage, everybody else, the government, the credit card company, on and on. The reason they think they need a budget is to help them figure out how much to pay everybody else. So at the end of the month or the year or their working life, they will have something left over to pay themselves. That doesn't work. That's not how it works. The mindset plagues many of us and is absolutely, positively, financially backwards, he emphasizes. And because this system does not work, Americans wind up trying some pretty strange ways to get rich. These routes include wealth, including winning it, marrying it, inheriting it, or suing for it, which has become the national pastime, judging by daytime TV. But there's only one proven way to get rich, Bach writes. And it also happens to be the easiest way. Nothing will help you achieve wealth until you decide to pay yourself first. That means just what it says. When you earn a dollar, the first person you pay is you. Most people don't do this. Bach recommends starting simply by putting at least 10% of your gross income into a pre-tax retirement account, 401k, Roth IRA, or traditional IRA. Okay? If you're not comfortable making a 10% contribution, it's better to start small than not start at all. And he's absolutely right. The reason I say this is a young man approached me this week about his 401k at his startup internet company. He's gotten stock options. The 401k is an afterthought by management. They don't match because they think, you know, they'll be hit it big or not hit it big with the stock options. I told the young man, after thinking about it, I said, you're living in New York, it's your first job, money's tight for you, but start at 1 or 2%. And the reason why is each year I want you to raise it 1 or 2%. And in 5 years, I want you to be a 20, I want you to go to the max, whatever it is. If it takes 5 years, 8 years, I don't care. But keep raising, but start. That's the key, and that's what Bach is saying here. And so he's going to do that. And then as his income expands, hopefully, he'll be putting more and more, and it's a plan and planning ahead, and he's well on his way, okay? So if you're not comfortable making a 10% position, it's better to start small. Box said setting aside a mere 1% over time increased the percentage from 3 to 10 to 15 until he reaches 20, which is basically what we're talking about. Once you decide on a percentage to contribute, make it automatic. Okay? Now, that's easy to do with a paycheck, okay? It's harder to do when you're getting money in from a lot of different sources and are not paychecks. But I have a way for you to do it. No, and I'll tell you about it. As a matter of fact, I did it a couple times this week for people. This way, you'll never see the money and you'll learn to live without it. And that's how government gets theirs. They've got you so used to income tax. The young man in New York City is paying, he's paying federal, state, and city income taxes. Okay? And when he got his first paycheck, he went, oh my God, what's this? And I go, welcome to adulthood, my boy. You'll be amazed how effortlessly you can learn to live on a little less. You can't spend what you don't have in your pocket. You know? That's the key. That's the key. So how do you do this? Say you're living here, you're not married yet, or you're married, it doesn't really matter. And how do you do this? This is what I've done for people. I set up a brokerage account. All you need is a driver's license, social security number, sign a few forms, and you set up the brokerage account. Okay? And then what I do is I set up something called an ACH. Now, the older you are, probably you've heard of ACH, but basically it's a way to transfer money out of your bank into your brokerage account every month. Okay? You can start with $10. You can start with $100. You can start with $1,000. It doesn't matter as long as you start, because you can raise it over time. So what happens is you can say, hey, listen, I get paid twice a month on the 15th and 30th. Take out $50 on the 15th. Take $50 out on the 30th. Put it in the brokerage account. Goes into the brokerage account, sweeps into the money market fund, and then you're on your way. Okay? When you get to $1,000, $2,000, you can buy a mutual fund, you can buy Amazon, you can buy whatever you want to buy. But now you have a program. Now you are in the top 2% of planning. And if you started early in your 20s, you are way ahead of everyone else. And you will do so much better than most people that are doing it the other way. Pay yourself first, use an ACH, use your pre-retirement plan at work, but every kid, every middle should have an automated ACH account out of your checking account to your brokerage account or your mutual fund account or wherever. Everybody has them. I happen to do it through ACH. I had a man come in this week. He's a multimillionaire, okay? Doesn't need to do it. And what did he do? He puts $500 a month in his wife's IRA and in his IRA. So they can do $6,000 each because they're both over 50. That diligence is still there. And on top of that, because he went to an estate planning attorney and has a revocable living trust for his wife, we're putting in $500 on the 10th and $500 on the 25th. And that type of discipline has made him a millionaire, and he continues it today. Because he says, this is what I'm telling my sons, and I do what I say I'm going to do. So it's just like the man who says, I don't drink anymore because I don't want my kids drinking. How can I tell my kids not to drink and then go home and pound a six-pack? I live. I walk the walk. I walk it, and that's the way I live. So this is something, there's one thing you can take away from this show is get going early, open up an ACH account. It costs nothing. You know, I open all my accounts at Pershing LLC, which is back in New York Mellon. They don't charge an account fee. I think they have free checking too. If you just want the lower checking, if you want the fancy thing with the cards and everything, it's, I don't know what it is, 50 a year or something. If you want the full Monty, but I basically tell people do your checking and keep 3 to 6 months in the money market linked to your checking at the bank. That's your safe money. That's your emergency money. If your roof is blown off the house, a kid crashes the car, you got money in the bank, and that takes care of that. And then we'll figure out how to replenish that. Your long-term investments, the money you give to me, I don't want you touching, okay? Unless there's a super-duper emergency, and occasionally there is, and whatever. But that's the money you don't want to touch and you want to leave long term and whatnot. So ideally you have equity in your house. You have your 401k pre-tax IRAs, whatever. If you have a business or your wife has a business, you have equity in that. And then you have your savings and the bank, and then you have your brokerage account. If you do that five part, you are way, way ahead of at least 50% of the country and joining, because, you know, our net worth as a country is going to grow. You just have been where you want to be on that scale. So in any case, you can get a retirement in a nutshell cash flow plan at www.obrienretire.com. Call me during the week at 860-415-9614. You are charged for nothing. It's free. There's no reason not to do it. You can do it, and you don't have to open an account. You're under absolutely no obligation. We have no account minimums. We want you to succeed. We want you to do well, and we want you to move up that scale and be eventually in that top 10%. Not saying it's going to happen, but if you start doing this stuff the earlier you do it, and tell your children and grandchildren, call. I don't care how old they are, we will help them. You know, they have to be over 21 to open an account, but I think it's very, very important to get going and get going early, because you can do it. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, some of these kids are better investors because they understand what's going on to the internet companies in this new economy better than some of us old dogs, and I've learned a lot from them, and they've opened my eyes on a lot of things. All right, we'll talk to you on the third break, and we'll get back to it. Thank you. Welcome back to the Retirement Life and Investing Show. I'm Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement in Mr. Connecticut. I want to get back to some of the questions I have about worried about retirement. We talked about, should you take Social Security at 62 like many do, or wait for a higher monthly check? Does Medicare cover my dental and eyeglass prescriptions? Should I invest in the stock market or keep my money in the bank? Is there a way to map out my cash flows in retirement? Should I have any debt before I retire? What if I get rushed to the hospital and do not have my medical directives with me? Should I check the beneficiaries on all my accounts just to make sure? Should I get a reverse mortgage on my house? Is my will and estate plan more than 10 years old? These are some of the questions that I get day to day. You know, not every day, obviously, but some of the things we want to talk about. This week on the investment side, the iShares, the ETFs, the largest run by BlackRock. I look at the top 10 and the bottom 10 every week to see who's popular and who's hated. And this week's top 10, drum roll, please. Chris, we got to get a drum roll. He's doing tapping on the table here. All right. Top popular, by relative strength. Brazil, Chile, China, BRIC, which is Brazil, Russia, India. We'll see. I forget. Italy, Peru, and then sneak it up in the 10th spot or 9th spot is oil, which is interesting. And the bottom 10, telecom. These are the ones that have been very weak in the last week. U.S. preferred index, the 20-year treasury, the 10 to 20-year treasury, the treasury inflation-protected bonds called TIPS, the S&P Muni index, the 1 to 2-year bond index. You see a trend here, my friends? The trend is, I think President Trump and his administration want a weak dollar. If you have a weak dollar, then people are going to chase after hard goods. And it makes oil more expensive. It makes everything dominated in dollars more expensive. If it makes them more expensive, then Brazil and people that export hard goods are going to get higher prices. And the market's sensing that a weak dollar policy by our administration is going to help these foreign governments that are hard asset-based, Italy being the exception of the rule. I think something different's going on there. but we can talk about that. But oil is in the top 10, and I'm looking at it going, uh-oh, here we go, because any time the dollar gets weak, that means you need more dollars to buy oil, and oil price goes up, and it's kind of weird. The bottom 10 are all bond funds or bond surrogates or bond, you know, fixed income. Higher inflation, weak dollar means lower bond prices. If the market's sensing that the bond market's going to be much weaker than the hard assets. Now, granted, this is a 1 week kind of, you know, thing, but it's something to pay attention to because for the first time this week, I had started buying oil and natural gas ETFs, which are basically the indexes of all the companies in those industries, because I saw them bottoming out a couple of weeks ago, and they've run up like 15% in the last 10 days. This week, I actually started buying silver ETFs and gold ETFs for the first time probably in 3 years, because hard assets, if they're going to lower the dollar, it's going to take more dollars to buy that ounce, and so you're going to see higher prices for those items. Plus, the other thing is if Yellen moves on and the new Federal Reserve Chairman is an easy money person, and I just think Trump is an easy money guy. He's a real estate guy. And those guys, you know, the more inflation, the better is for properties and whatnot. So I think it's going to be an easy money guy. I don't know if it's Gary Cohn, formerly of Goldman, or whoever, but it's not going to be a hard money person that's going to raise rates and slow everything down. I just don't see it happening. So, so I am tactically, on the tactical side, moving some money out of fixed income, the income side, and a little more into hard assets, just to be careful in case it really comes to pass. Okay, enough on the investment side. Let's talk about Social Security. All righty. Discussions regarding Social Security are usually centered on two main questions. When should I take a monthly distribution, and how much will I receive? When we run our numbers through your retirement in a nutshell cash flow estimates, Social Security is the first number we use to build the plan, because everybody gets it. Not everybody has a pension, but everybody usually gets Social Security one way or the other. The questions we see are, why do a large percentage of eligible Social Security recipients take it early at 62, taking a 25 to 30% average hit from the normal retirement age payout? If the remaining spouse receives only one of the higher amounts, would it be better to wait? So if your spouse didn't work and you worked and you were highly compensated, when you pass, she would get your benefit and hers would go out the window. So the later, the better off she is or he is if you wait. But if you have other pension payments and everything, they may forego that. If you were married over 10 years, divorced, and have not remarried, can I get a percentage of my ex's Social Security? Yes. Does it affect your ex? No. The big thing is that people think they're taking it from the ex. Social Security does not care about who you were married to. All they want to know is, do you qualify? Is that number higher than what you would have gotten? They'll give it to you. It doesn't affect your ex. They don't know. They don't care. They don't care one way or the other. So get that out of your mind. I get that question all the time. If I take Social Security early, is my other earned income taxed? Yes, they count. They count it big time. So you want to run those numbers. How can I plan for retirement without knowing my predicted cash flows and expenses? Well, that's kind of leading in question. That's why I'm here. What are the Social Security rules concerning eligibility if I'm widowed? There are certain rules. You can start at 60 or wait. The longer you wait, the better. But you can't start at 60 if your spouse passed away. Should I start taking distributions from 401k first before starting Social Security if possible? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And we got to run the numbers. But the beautiful thing is when you run the numbers with your spouse and we're all in the room and we get a game plan together, that's invaluable because all of a sudden we're all on the same team, pulling the boat with the same oars, and we're all working together to achieve, you know, the best returns we can for you. And sometimes it's better to wait. Sometimes it isn't. It depends. If I wait till I'm 70, will my benefits be 30% higher than the normal retirement age of 65, 70, depending on when I was born? Yes. You peak out at 70, so you got to take it at 70. There's no point in waiting because you're not going to get any more. but your benefits are approximately 30% higher than your normal retirement age. So if you want to work, keep working, but it's those, but remember, Medicare, you've got to sign up for Medicare 3 months before 65. It doesn't matter if you're still working, you should sign up because it does affect the cost of it in the future if you don't. And you can get all this information, just go to socialsecurity.gov and it's all there and it's easy to look up. And if you're eligible and you want to start it, you can do it by a click of a mouse and get, and they'll put it right into your checking account every month. You never see a check anymore. So, how do I go online to print out my estimated benefits of various ages? Everyone should do that. One of the things in retirement, in a nutshell, when we do the first questionnaire is we have you print that out. I either do it for you in the office or you bring it in to me, whatever you prefer. But it gets everybody talking because at least now we're starting to plan and think ahead and everything else. So there's two things, main things, if you take away from today is pay yourself first, set up the ACH account into your brokerage account or wherever you want to send it, okay, from your bank account. And start small. Start small, but do it. And then as you get the hang of it, you'll go, hey, this is pretty easy, and I'm not blowing as much money on coffee or, you know, decaf lattes or you know, whatever. And do I really need that full cable package? And, you know, a bunch of stupid stuff. And, you know, I see a lot of the Navy guys, they go out and buy big trucks when they get their bonus, reenlistment bonus. Wrong. Bad decision. And, but those commercials are pretty relentless. Guys watch sports. You see 50,000 commercials by the time you're 22 years old. So, you know, sometimes you fall for it. But if you can hold off and be smart, then, you can do much, much better. So let's talk again. We'll get back, on our final break. We'll talk about, some of the things I did this week with clients, some of the normal everyday activities. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want to show you kind of how every day is so different. And I never know, what's going to pop up. But there's a theme to it, and we'll talk about that too and get back to it. So if you want to reach me today with any questions, 860-464-9490. During the week, 415-9614, www.obrienretire.com. If you want the Retirement Ten Commandments in a PowerPoint sent to you. I'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you. Chris, my producer's laughing at me because the mic was 3 feet over. Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement Group in Mystic, Connecticut. So, what do you think of Derek Jeter's retirement plan? It's pretty good, huh? He retires from the Yankees. He gets in a group and they buy the Florida Marlins. And now he's the general manager of the Florida Marlins, and I think he just fired everybody in the front office. And I think he told the guy he's fired, and then he has to fire all his friends or whatever. I was just reading the story. But if you're not Derek Jeter, I want to tell you about some of the things we do a little bit differently and why you should consider doing business with us versus the competition. No matter what business you're in, this question everybody thinks but doesn't necessarily verbalize. Therefore, we think it's incumbent upon you to if you're starting a business, to really verbalize and write up why people should do business with you. What are your advantages? At O'Brien Retirement Investment Group, we've thought long and hard about it because I know there's many providers of financial services. First thing is we're local. We strive to get to know you over the desk and talk and find out what's really you're trying to achieve. Some of the things are impossible to do over the phone. Some of the conversations are highly confidential and consequently should be done one-on-one. Unlike many of our competitors who sell you the same mutual fund family or annuity providers, and you see that a lot if you walk into a bank these days, we operate in a very different way. Our portfolio is a custom design with you in mind, not the product of the month. In fact, the Independent Financial Group, who I'm affiliated with, has no proprietary products and never has any product quotas or whatnot. We use securities that fit what we feel are your needs and search for the lowest provide ETF. In many cases, they're much, much cheaper than mutual funds. Many of our clients are retirees and those who want to be retirees. We do something a little bit different, too. We like to target a cash flow payout. So 3, 6, 9 is kind of the low, medium, and higher risk targets that we try to go for. And also, you know, add in the moat stocks, some higher growth stocks if appropriate. And then once in a while, the tactical too for the more experienced investors. We hold all our securities at Pershing LLC, which is a subsidiary of Bank of New York Mellon. They're the largest custodian in the world. They offer online access to your accounts 24/7. You get my cell phone too to contact me, but I can't guarantee to be coherent after 10 o'clock at night. Some nights 9. We call or email you every 3 months to check in with you, and I really do it. I really want to know what's going on. If I want to make a change in the portfolio, I'll contact you at that time. And if I contact you in between that time, something dramatic's going on, pick up the phone. We're very different in that we use a mathematical program to measure risk in the markets. And we change allocations between cash, bonds, and stocks if we feel conditions warrant. It's very unusual because it takes a little more vigilance and work on our part, work most of our competitors avoid. Most of the big firms have account minimums because their overhead is very high. When you come to our offices, you'll notice we have a Spartan look, minimalist, my wife calls it. We keep our costs low and pass that on to you. It also means we do not have account minimums because everybody deserves attention and advice, not just the rich. We believe in rich relationships, not just dealing with rich people. We have large accounts. We value the relationship more than the wallet. It keeps my stress level reasonable because I'm 60 years old and I don't need stress. We value our relationship with you and our family over the amount of money you have. That's why we do pro bono work with young couples starting out who haven't quite figured things out, especially their finances. We figure everybody needs a helping hand from time to time. And finally, we offer a complimentary 18-page retirement, a nutshell plan to help you plan out your retirement cash flows. We must be doing something right because we've doubled our accounts in the last 2 years. Sorry for bragging, but I could not resist. I would venture to say there are very few financial advisors that do their own research anymore. It's just not taught in the training programs at the big firms, where the mantra is collect assets for our managed programs or mutual funds. Because of this, you do not have a chance to grow your assets any faster than the crowd. We love getting our hands dirty looking for new opportunities. The companies are doing well are easy to find. The real challenging part is to make a decision on whether or not their success is temporary because of lucky timing due to their industry, having short-term success, or the company's doing well because their management's smarter, competitive advantage in the marketplace that's sustainable over a longer period of time. If you do not think it's important, ask Warren Buffett. That's why he strives for Berkshire Hathaway. Warren calls them moat stocks because, like castles of old, they are not easily conquered. The first two legs of our portfolios are income and moat stocks. The third leg's called tactical, and that's why we use iShares and the list I gave you. Our mathematical program, VectorVest, takes all 240 iShares and ranks them every night. Now, I'm reading a lot in the press, and I'm going off a script a little bit, a lot in the press about a coming market crash, okay? And I find it humorous that the big boys, the hedgies, they want this market to go down so they can buy something because I think a lot of them missed it, okay? The VectorVest does one thing really well. It measures what's going on in the internals of the market. And this market is on, as of August 28th, woke up from a 6-week slumber and the internals are extremely strong. I've never seen a crash from this, strong internal numbers that I'm seeing. I think this market goes much, much higher. Not because I have inside view. It's just I'm looking at the numbers. And they're strong across the board. And if corporate rates come down, they get the money from overseas in here, and they do keep doing some of the things they're doing, I think this market goes much, much higher. So if you're looking to allocate your 401ks, I think you got to hold it. And that's kind of unusual going into October. Usually October is the death month. You know, that's the month when, you know, the days get short, the market crashes, and blah, blah, blah. But the internal numbers are very, very strong. I'm also very, very interested when I buy something is looking at the daily, the 50-day, and the 200-day moving averages. It's hard to teach this over the radio, obviously, because it's a graphical presentation. But I like when the 50-day, the daily goes through the 50, the 50 goes through the 200, and all three are an upward trend. If you get that after a long 3 to 5 year decline and all three start intersecting each other on the upside slope, you got something. Watch out. Get in. You know, so it's something that I, you know, that's a sweet spot, something you always look for. No one I know does this locally, but I believe it gives us a great advantage, which we'll pass on to you. Now let's talk what we won't buy for you. We won't buy front-ended mutual funds. We won't buy high commission annuity products. We will not buy options. We will not buy non-traded REITs or structured products. In summary, we will not sell you anything and disappear like many do in the industry. We also use a network of accountants and elder care estate attorneys to work with to give you the best advice no matter what subject you're concerned about. We do not buy you meals at seminars like we see the competition doing. Somebody's paying for that. In many cases, it's you, the investor, either through the commissions of the items sold or whatnot. One of the things I have to do during the week, and this is part of the industry I don't like, is I have to fend off calls from probably 50 calls a week from wholesalers who either represent annuity companies, non-traded REITs, structured products. I don't answer the phone. I screen them out. I block them. I don't want to talk to them. And the reason I don't is because I don't like tying money up. I don't think one and done is the right way to do business, and I like to do business in a way that we're constantly talking and we have a good relationship, like a marriage in some ways. You know, it's something. Somebody passed away this week. He was an old timer. His name was Jim. I knew him from years ago. And I just want to give Jim a little shout out because, he was a tough guy. And, he was a tough guy to like. Jim was, with the Naval Underwater Sound Labs for 40 to 50 years. And he's responsible with his team, Electrical Engineering Group, for creating a lot of the sonar breakthroughs that we've seen in our submarines, make our people and our equipment the best in the world. And Jim was a tough guy, and I remember yelling at him about 10 years ago to get his estate planning done. He had gone into L&M with a serious heart condition, and I knew he wasn't well, but he met a wonderful woman there, got married, and they were wonderful together, and his wife is just a delight. Well, in any case, I remember yelling at Jim. I said, Jim, you got to get your estate planning done. You know, you have to get everything organized. I go, and like everyone else, I talk in cliches. I go, you can't take it with you. Now, Jim, and I thought he figured out. I thought he was being a wise ass, okay? Jim turned to me, and I never heard this in 30 years. That's why I remember it so well. Jim turns to me and he goes, well, how do you know? And I looked at Jim and I said, well, Jim, you're asking me, how do I know you can't take it with you? He goes, yeah. And I go, okay, every time a client's passed, his account is still here? Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. And I thought about it, and I thought he was being a, you know, wise guy. But I think what Jim was really saying was, he's such a scientist. Empirical evidence to Jim was extremely important. He was a tough guy. I mean, a tough, tough man. But I think what he was telling me was, is this scientifically proven? Can you prove this to me, that I can't take my money with me when I pass? And I said, well, probably can, but you may be the first. But, you know, maybe the Egyptians had something with the pyramids. I really don't know. Okay, before we wrap up, Dennis O'Brien, www.obrienretired.com. Email me. Go to the site, email me for the Retirement 10 Commandments, which I'll send to you. And one more shout out. I got a flyer in my mailbox about Friday's Rescue, at 270 Rogers Road in Groton across from Roy's Body Shop, looking for donations to repair the dog concrete pens. So if you'd like to leave them a donation, feel free to give them a call. You can drop it off down in Groton. Across from Roy's, and their number is 446-9016. Any amount you can provide would be greatly appreciated. Shout out to the Katie family who left the flyer in my mailbox. I think it's a wonderful cause, and it's something that's well worthwhile, especially if you have a little doggy and you love them as much as we do. In any case, I hope you all are well, and stay stress-free. Try not to think about stuff too much. And I'll talk to you next week, Saturdays at 10 o'clock. Take care. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group. Member FINRA, SIPC.